Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalktainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or KNE World Network, LLC.
Live call-in talk show, dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
This is The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard. And now, Mr. Neely Fuller.
If you do not understand white supremacy, which is racism, what it is and how it works, everything else that you understand will only confuse you. Only confuse you. Only confuse
you. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. The world's greatest radio. You are now in touch with The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, who is on the line live from Washington, D.C. And my name is Mr. Bobby, and I am your co-host. This is Radio the Way It Should Be Heard. To join the conversation today for Wednesday, February the 6th, 2019, the show title is Open Phone, and this is where Mr. Fuller will answer your questions in a counter-racist compensatory fashion. Keep that in mind. Counter-racist compensatory fashion. He will answer your questions. So make sure your questions are in that mode. Many of you do not do that, maybe because you're not conscious of the fact that we are in a global prison system of the only government upon the face of the earth, which is the government of white supremacy. If you'd like to join the conversation, you can by calling 1-877-932-9766. You can also go to the YouTube channel, type in the word Talktainment, and then there'll be a little space where you can type in the word radio and then scroll down to a place where you can type in Talktainment number 2. And then when you do that, you can also hit the subscribe and like button. We would like for you to go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage, and all you have to do is click Listen Live, and you're right there. Subscribe and hit the like button there. And if you do have any questions, you can go to the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com, and we will try to get to your answers. And one more thing, if you would like to hear the program in its entirety, we also offer it on Facebook.com/Talktainment. Okay, with all that out of the way, don't forget to make your donations to the program for the second hour. We like to present to some, present to some and introduce to others, Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. Mr. Fuller, since it's morning here on the eastern part of the United States, we'd like to say good morning to you.
Good morning.
And as is our custom, how are you this day?
I'm still learning.
You are still learning. Good. Last week, I'll get my notes here, we ended up the program with a question that we said that we would get back to. And I tell you what, before we get to the question, let's take this particular phone call. Caller, you're going to be on with Mr. Fuller right now, so go ahead with your question.
Hello, yes. How you doing this morning, Mr. Fuller?
Still learning.
Yes, I am too as well. Thanks for taking my call. My call will be in this political election just now coming up. If you are asked to help develop what will be considered a black agenda, I know I've heard you say oftentimes black people should just ask for justice. But if you would get a little more specific, what would be something good that we can specifically specifically ask just for black people, for anybody that's looked to be running for candidacy and seeking the black vote.
Just make up a list of all the things that you think you should have and try to, and then double check that list to make sure that everything on that list would produce a constructive result. In other words, don't be too abstract. Try to be very specific about just thinking about the things that you want, but make sure that the things that you want will produce a constructive result. Not just the latest fashions of what everybody's doing and say, well, I'd like to have this and that and the other. So lots of things that's off the top of your head you might say that you want, but a lot of it is just a whole lot of clutter in your existence. So the main
Could you give an example? Could you give us an example of something specific?
Oh, sure. I mean, you want the schools to improve to start with. I mean, you have offspring, or you have cousins or brothers. Some of them are going to be going to school, or you need to go to school yourself. You need to be educated in all the things that would help you to do constructive things. That is very fundamental. I mean, if you don't have that, everything is going to fall apart anyway. You can get a whole lot of this and a whole lot of that and be offered a lot of this and run it all over the place, maybe for the next 10, 15 years. But if you don't have a focus for what you're doing that comes through a constructive education, meaning learning what's important and what is not, that's an education within itself. Just learning the difference between what is important and what isn't, and then try to learn something about everything that has constructive value and throw the rest of it in the trash can, because there's a lot of things that are being taught through the social media and everything else that is doing nothing but getting in your way and ruining your entire existence. And black people are kind of known all over the world for people who don't have any kind of focus. Their minds are just all over the place. And when they do have a focus, it's usually gravitating toward anything, a lot of things that are total nonsense. And the white supremacists always want to load up black people's minds with things that don't make sense. We get up in the morning and go to bed at night with all type of, you might say, social and material garbage in our minds, because everything starts with the mind. So you just want to just have a house cleaning in your mind to start with. And so the things that you ask for should be very specific, like you're saying, about the things that you want that will produce constructive results. And you have to make up your own mind about that. But I just said education is one. Education about what? Those things that will have the most productive results. Not a whole bunch of foolishness.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can get that free.
Okay. That goes along with the four questions. What do you want? Why do you want it? How do you want it? And the
what do you want? That's right. Why do you want it? How do you plan to get it? And what do you expect the constructive result to be?
Okay. All righty. Caller on line number one, you're on with Mr. Fuller. What is your questions?
Good morning, Mr. Bobby, and good morning, Mr. Fuller. I have a question, and then I have a comment, and I want to put it in a question form for Mr. Fuller. Mr. Fuller, I've been paying attention to the news. I've been reading more newspapers, and it seems as if black people are just extremely confused about the system of white supremacy. And I know I've heard you speak many, many times on how black people have the ability to be constructive, but we just, for some reason, have a very, very hard time in doing so. My question is very simple, but I think it will be constructive, is why is black dysfunction and confusion essential to maintaining white supremacy? And why are we as black people so dysfunctional and so confused about solving this problem?
It's because we are supremacists walk down a line, you might say, just go down a road and just pick up every piece of garbage that's alongside that road, everything that's been discarded, everything that's almost completely worthless. I mean, this piece of trash, that old bottle, that old tire, and just come and dump it on black people. Now, that's just a metaphor for the way that they do it. And they dump it in white black people's minds. And so our minds are just full of garbage. I mean, we wake up in the morning and go to bed at night. We are known to be garbage people in our minds, not people who do janitorial services. That's not a disgrace. I mean, that's keeping the house clean and all this type of thing, or keeping a city clean or a town and whatnot. There's no disgrace in that at all. But, I mean, our minds are full of foolishness. I mean, we worship foolishness. We gravitate toward foolishness because we have been trained that way. The white supremacists do not want around any black people who on their own think about doing anything of constructive value. I mean, our conversations are full of nonsense. So much nonsense that the clutter itself we start tripping over it. And the next thing you know, we're even doing what is the result of a whole bunch of garbage and nonsense environment that we start turning on each other. I heard someone in the grocery line just yesterday saying, "What is wrong with black people? It seems like, man, we don't ever do anything that makes sense. I mean, we're always trying to undermine each other." That's what one black person behind me in a grocery line was saying to another black person. And I was listening to it. I didn't make any comment. But that is correct. And we all know that. And it's a reason for it. It's because the white supremacists gravitate us toward that. And we have gotten to the place we love garbage. Mm. I mean, we invented that term, I think. I think we invented it, talking trash.
Yeah.
See, we trash talk all day long. I mean, and so much so that the average white person coming around a black person, or even just getting on an elevator, they want to get off that elevator as fast as they can. They get away from black people. Why? Because we're poisonous. I mean, if we say anything, I mean, it's going to be, you know, 3 or 4 sentences we might make sense. And then it's going to lapse right into a whole bunch of nothing that nobody wants to hear that's got any sense. Our conversations consist of nothing that anybody with any sense would ever want to hear anywhere.
Yes.
If we stop and think about it and tell the truth. But we're not that way. We weren't born that way. We got that way by the white supremacist says, oh, garbage is black culture. I mean, black culture consists of piles and piles and piles and piles of throwaway material. Mm. And they become throwaway people, which is what we want them to be.
Mm-hmm. And what was your
people
second?
People can just scoop up and just throw in the garbage pit because their minds are full of garbage, their bodies are full of garbage, the food that they choose to eat is all garbage. And they worship it. They pick out, you know, because we feed it to them. We tell them that's the thing to buy, a whole bunch of what we call junk food. And they love it. We want them to love it. And we want them to be throwaway people. Why? We can use them. That's why.
Yes.
Right. And they can prop up the system of white supremacy forever.
What was your second question, sir?
Thank you, Mr. Bobby. I appreciate that. My second question was, I was making an observation in the code book, and many times on this previous broadcast that Mr. Fuller has done, he has often cited that the highest level of terrorism and confusion that a suspected white supremacist can do to a black person is engage in a sexual relationship with that person. And I was having a conversation yesterday with a victim of racism, a black female, who was having trouble with her teenage son. And we were just having a conversation about to make some constructive changes in her life and things of that nature. And I just thought about Mr. Fuller immediately, and I wanted to get his comments. She said to me, well, one of the things that she was mad about with her teenage son was that her two black brothers were not being a strong role model to her mixed-race son. And I said to her, isn't your mixed-race son looking for leadership from his father? And she just looked at me, and I thought about Mr. Fuller. She has VGQ, but that is the highest form of terrorism that you can do, because that child is now confused because the black woman is looking for leadership from a black person, but she essentially chose a suspected racist to be the father of her child. And I just wanted to get Mr. Fuller's, you know, his commentary on why that level of confusion is so harmful to black people.
All right. Thank you for your call. Mr. Fuller?
Well, everything that the white supremacists do with non-white people is to spread confusion. That's everything. I don't care how it looks on the surface. Because once you can confuse people, you can what? You can always dominate them.
Dominate them, yes. Mm-hmm.
You can always dominate a person that is confused. If you are not confused and that person standing next to you is confused, you can dominate that person. And as long as you can keep them confused, you can dominate that person forever.
Yes,
you
sir.
Can use them for whatever you want to use them for. Why? Because they are confused and you are not. That's just the law of the universe. So the white supremacists, when they come around non-white people, first order of business is to confuse them, to make them think that one thing is not what it is, to turn everything around, turn everything inside out, mm-hmm. upside down, mm-hmm. just anything that will cause confusion. And then the more confusion they cause, it's easier to control any number of people, not just one person. You can control millions of people. Just one person can control millions of people if you can keep those millions confused. Have them believe things that are not true.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Makes me think of the Temptations song, Ball of Confusion. TalkTainmentRadio.com is a 24/7 no-charge worldwide broadcasting facility with hosts delivering on various topics such as news and lifestyle, sports law, health, wellness, religion, and politics. Now, here's three that I am going to share with you. The Voice of the Pink Pearl, It's Your Time to Travel, and, of course, this show, The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. Now, all these shows are exclusive to TalkTainmentRadio.com, and all you have to do is go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage, and right in front of you, there will be a screen, and there's a little bar that says Programs. All you have to do is click on Programs, and there will be a number of programs there that you can view and take in and see if, you know, what they have to say. It's good for you. All you can do is go to TalkTainmentRadio.com, click on Programs for the scheduled times. TalkTainmentRadio.com. That is radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host of The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. And today's topic is open phone, which means that you can call in and you may ask Mr. Fuller your question. And keep in mind that all of his responses or suggestions will be in the compensatory counter-racist logic. You got to keep that in mind. I think the last caller was wondering why we get off track. I think it's because we don't stay focused that we are in a prison, but be that as it may. But make sure that when you ask that question that you keep that thought in mind. And with that in mind, let's go to last week's call that we ended the show on. You were going to make a comment on that, Mr. Fuller, but I'll read it again. This comes from GG8, and that's not how they pronounce their name, but anyway, GG8. It says, please ask Mr. Fuller whether his plan for the breaking down of white supremacy racism based on Plato's definition of human freedom, which accordingly can only be realized when man is totally, quote, rational. That is when reason rules passion. Mr. Fuller, that is the exact question, the way it was asked. What say you as your suggestion to that question?
Well, I've never really understood the different ways that the word rational is used. When I first heard that and read that years ago, the word rational, you mean ration? What? I've looked it up, but I still, it's too abstract to me, the word rational. So that seemed to be the goal, to be rational, of Mr. Plato, but I never really understood that. So, you know, I just kind of dismissed it, really, if I remember. I've read some of Plato's writings, and I don't remember reading that one. But if he said the goal is to be rational, you know, what does that mean?
Yes.
Words should be kind of specific. I try to make my words as specific as I possibly can. But I've never really understood what people mean when people say, you know, in general conversation, people say, well, you got to be more rational. More rational?
Yeah.
Okay, by doing what? See, I always want to get to the doing part.
Yes, sir.
And so I don't really know how to deal with that word rational by Plato.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we go, yeah, what do you mean?
Maybe some professor or somebody else can say exactly what that means in practical terms, and then I'll grasp it. Because that's what I want to know. I want to know about the doing part, you know.
Mm-hmm. But then
be rational by doing what?
By doing what? And you
Under
just
what
mentioned
circumstance. Give me some examples.
Yes.
All right.
Right. And then you just mentioned the word practical, so I can see someone asking the question, well, what does practical mean?
Yes, what does practical mean? Being practical about what?
Yes.
I mean, you know, you can be practical about a lot of things.
But
how? When? Under what circumstances?
Yeah.
In order to achieve what? I mean, practicality.
Right. Yes. Okay. 1-877-932-9766, or you can Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. The topic today is really an open phone, which Mr. Fuller will answer or make suggestions to whatever questions that you may have. And going to the Gmail here, this comes from the Jim X, says, good morning, Mr. Fuller. Mr. Fuller once said that we should ask for any white person with the same family name like us for some help. Now, he referenced page 95. I'm going to assume, which is a bad word, that he meant the contemporary counter-racist code. But anyway, we'll get to that. He said, I also heard that he wished he found someone called Fuller for some help. The question is, did Mr. Fuller ever, I'm going to read it just the way they said it, did Mr. Fuller ever heard about Mr. Buckmaster Fuller, 1895 to 1983. Mr. Buckmaster Fuller was known to be a problem solver and an architect. He wrote a book called Operating Manual for Spaceship Earth, and its purpose was to make the world work for 100% of humanity in the shortest possible time through spontaneous cooperation without ecological offense or the disadvantage of anyone. What a similarity. Mr. Fuller's code could be translated like, in quote, in order to be universal man and universal woman in the shortest time through the process of question and answer with the will to produce correctness and justice. Can Mr. Fuller please react on this? Thank you.
Well, I think that's Buckminster Fuller.
Let me see. Yes, Buckminster Fuller. Yeah, Buckminster Fuller.
Right. I never tried to get in contact with him for a simple reason. I don't think that, you know, particularly when I started talking to him, he would want to talk to me. I just assumed that. And I was just talking about people that you work around every day. I wasn't talking about someone who's very prominent like Mr. Buckminster Fuller, because I tend not to believe that I could just pick up the phone and call, say, the president, Donald Trump, and ask for an audience with him right now. Drop what he's doing and talk to me. So I just kind of assumed it would probably be the same thing with Mr. Buckminster Fuller. But I'm talking about, my recommendation was if the people that you work around, I mean, there's lots of black people named Smith and Jones and Johnson, and you work around some white people who might have those names. So you can, in this day where everybody's looking up their ancestry and all like that, you can say, hey, we might have something in common. And, you know, Mr. Bruce Johnson, I mean, you know, over there on the other machine, I mean, that you're working on next to him in the factory and whatnot, say, well, my name is Alvin Johnson, and your name is Bruce Johnson. You think we might have something in common, Bruce, if you're on a first-name basis with him, you know? And say, well, hey, we got something in common now. We got the names in common. I mean, your name is the same as mine. We might have a little ancestral connection there. Your father might have owned my father or grandfather or great-great-great-great-great-something. And you know, you might can give me a little help, you know, one ancestor to another, you know. I mean, and you can just start down that road. I mean, after all, what is looking up ancestors supposed to be for?
Yeah.
Starting with back with Alex Haley and Roots, a lot of people said, you know, and there are whole groups now and whole organizations set up, well, let's trace ancestry. Let's look into it now. Here's, you know, I think I had a cousin named Bob, I mean, you know, and Uncle Jess, I mean, it goes back here and goes back there by way of Carolina, by way of New Orleans, and all the way back to the west coast of Africa. You know, and people are painstakingly doing this.
Mm-hmm.
But it comes down to, what for? Say, well, I mean, you know, it's good to know where you came from and all like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but what for?
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do with it when you get it?
Hmm.
So you got all that information.
Does
information is supposed to do something to help you do something.
Yes.
Otherwise, why have it?
Yes.
See, we're in desperate situations now. We just don't go around just leisurely like we are in what you call the emperor class of the old days, ancient Rome and whatnot, just doing stuff just to be doing it.
Mm-hmm. Does
we can't afford that luxury.
Does it bother you, or could does it bother you, that looking at your family tree, that your last name, Fuller, may not really be your last name? Being that if you accept that your ancestors, which you may or may not know, came from, as you just mentioned, the west coast of Africa, which I don't think Johnson and Fuller or Thompson were last names to the indigenous people of that land. Does it bother you that Fuller may not be, or you may not know what your last name is, if there is such a thing as a last name?
Oh, the names don't bother me. It's what happens that bothers me, and that is, how did I get the name that I got?
Okay.
I mean, what my original name was really doesn't matter to me. I want to know what happened to me and who did it. And so all roads lead to the white supremacists. That's all of them. And all the names that I don't have, you know, name Fuller, I mean, that's a name that was given to me, and they brag about it, by slave masters. So I say, hey, that's where the trail runs out as far as I'm concerned. I don't need to know nothing else.
Yes. So
that's what I'm dealing with.
Yes.
And I don't need to find out what my original name was. I can find that out at leisure after I get everything straightened out with the people who gave me the name Fuller.
Yes.
That's where the business is.
Yes.
To get that straight.
Yeah. I think a lot of...
What am I doing wearing this name?
Right.
And it looks like somebody needs to compensate me for some kind of dislocation here.
All right. That's a strong term there, compensate. Let's do this here. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Check us out on 94.1 WGRN. Podcasts are available. All you have to do is download TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That is radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. Here on this subject, open phone, we got Daryl. You're coming up next, and more of your phone calls here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
Shocktainmentradio.com is proud to present the compensatory concept. It is an effective system for countering the effects of white supremacy. Talktainmentradio.com is able to carry the first hour. However, the cost for the second hour is exceeding our limited budget. That is why we ask for your kind assistance in keeping the second hour on the air. If you believe like we do, help us in this struggle for justice. Go to the gold donate button on the TalkTainmentRadio.com web page and hit the gold donate button. That's the gold donate button. And please donate. Help us to keep the second hour of the compensatory concept on the air. Thank you.
Looking for something special for your club or group? Take a trip. Cruise Planners will help you plan the event of a lifetime. Explore exotic places from Africa to Asia, Bermuda to Las Vegas to Hawaii, with special offers that make it affordable and exciting. Click on to www.greatgetawaytrips.com for great deals, or call today at 614-707-SHIP. That's 614-707-7447.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kicking online.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kicking products are better than those other guys. Ash Kicking candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Shop Ash Kicking online at www.ashkickin.com.
Are you ready for a high school that allows you to work at a place that is right for you? Are you ready to earn a certification in healthcare, business, or manufacturing while achieving your high school diploma? Then you are ready for Life Skills High School, a free public school option for high school students 16 to 21 years old. Learn more about your free high school educational options at lifeskillshs.org or call them at 1-800-888-7992. Life Skills High School, education that fits your life.
If you or someone you know is abusing drugs and or alcohol and want to stop the abuse, contact APDS at 1409 East Livingston Avenue. Office hours are 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. APDS is certified by the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services and primarily funded through the Adam H. Board. Fees are based on your income and Medicaid is always accepted. For more information, call 614-253-4448.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of A Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
Sex Code War by Kahari and Aharo. The author of the Essence Magazine bestseller, Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie, Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
Ready to warm up from this cold weather? Cruise Planners will help you find the perfect vacation spot. Explore exotic places from Africa to Asia, the Caribbean to Las Vegas to Disneyland, with special offers that make it affordable and exciting. Click on to www.greatgetawaytrips.com for great deals or call today at 614-707-SHIP. That's 614-707-7447.
Live call-in talk show, dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You got the power.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app for yourself and your family. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby, and I'm the co-host of The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Nellie Fuller Jr. And our topic today is open phone, which means that you may call in and ask Mr. Fuller any question, and he will answer your question. And I need for you to keep in mind that the answers will be in a compensatory counter-racist logic form. And that's very important that you stay focused on that. Let's go to the phone lines right now. Caller, you're on with Mr. Fuller. What is your question?
Oh, hi. My name is Gregory. I'm calling from Florida. And I just wanted to get Mr. Fuller's opinion on the politician from Virginia who had the blackface and the Klan photo and who said he was in it and then said he wasn't in it. I thought about how Mr. Fuller says they go back and forth on things and play both sides, and I just was curious to know what he thought about that.
Okay. Mr. Fuller?
Just to be expected. We're in a system of white supremacy, so the code, according to the code, any white person who is able to be a racist probably is one. Now, that's a flat statement, but I stick by it. Because somebody has to be a white supremacist. And that somebody is not just a handful, say, two or three station wagons full of good old boys out on a beer-drinking spree and yelling at black people the N-word from some cars going down the street. Now, usually black people think of that as there goes some white supremacists. They got Confederate flags all over there. The hood of their vehicles, and they got Nazis, swastikas, flags flying from the bumper, and all that type of thing. And they are yelling N-word here and N-word there at every black person that they see while they're swigging beer. Now, that's the image that a lot of black people have in mind when they think of white supremacists. But the white supremacists are people that you're looking at every day.
Mm-hmm.
The people you sit next to on the bus. The people that you pass on the street and say good morning to. And they say good morning very pleasantly to you. See, they are born in a system of white supremacy.
Yes.
A white person is born in a system that's already in place. There's no other government on the planet.
Correct.
There shouldn't be. No one should go into the Captain Renault making a correlation here to the movie Casablanca. I'm shocked to find that there's racism going on here. You know, well, the captain in the movie was talking about gambling in a particular place that everybody knew was a gambling place. All right. But all of a sudden, because he wanted to shut the place down, and he was the captain of the police services, he said he's shocked to find that there's gambling going on here, even though he was one of the gamblers.
Yeah.
So it's the same with the white supremacists. They turn on each other every now and then, and they'll say, I'm shocked to find that there's racism in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And they're, you know, that the governor did some racist things. Well, now, if we're going to pick out every white person, and get them, try to get them to tell the truth, one of the questions in the code book. Have you ever used the N-word? All right. Or something of that type, something of that nature. Have you ever, in any context, used the N-word? Or have you ever referred to black people according to the N-word? Yes or no? Yes or no? Now, how many white people, you know, do you think, just off the top of your head, everybody in the audience in the Northwestern Hemisphere, do you think that that would cover quite a few white people? And suppose you had heard each and every one of them use the N-word. Now what are we going to do? Because you're talking about every school teacher, every bus driver, every person in the employment office, all the people that you're around you that you work with every day, they have never used the N-word. Never, ever. Even going back to elementary school, never. All of these white people now, you know. And if you had, you know, if every black person could have heard every white person who ever used the N-word, and then that white person was going to be sent to jail for using it or lose their job for losing it, now what? That means you would have a whole bunch of white people who would not have jobs.
Yeah.
I can just about guess that. I mean, no white person would have a job anywhere. Okay? Just about. I mean, because most white people, I think, have used that word maybe just one time in their entire existence. Okay? I mean, in a discussion or something like that. I mean, you know, and so in answer to the question, that's to be expected.
Yes, yes, sir.
And black people of all people should say, hey, you know, that's routine. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, hey, you know, and making what you call using the N-word and what white people when they're joking. When I was in the military and the army, I mean, sometimes white guys would start telling jokes. And they'd stop. And then over a period of time, they'd have stopped trying because every joke that they knew was about black people. Everyone. And they had to realize that being around me. I mean, they'd start telling the joke. Well, let me tell you this joke, Bulla. And all of a sudden, they'd stop. And after about five or six times, the person who was doing the talking would realize, I don't know any jokes other than jokes about black people, you know, what they call N-word jokes, you know, so they just stopped trying to tell jokes at all.
Okay. Absolutely. Let's do this. Okay, let's go to the phone call. Caller, line number one, you're on with Mr. Fuller. What is your question?
Yeah, hello, Mr. Fuller, Mr. Bobby. My great-grandfather was, his mother was Cherokee. And he was telling me they made him put down the bow and pick up the plow. They wanted to assimilate. And then this whole genetic thing is to get us to say that we come from Africa. A lot of us were slaves from Africa, but a lot of us were slaves here. They enslaved the so-called Indians here. Is that some kind of white racist motive to get us to believe that we all originated from Africa? And I got people telling me that they were slaves here, and they were Cherokee, Mr. Fuller?
Oh, you mean Cherokee Indians who had African slaves?
No, no. She was Cherokee, and her husband was a Negro, but she was just as dark as he was.
Oh, what you call a lot of the tribes, Indian tribes, were black people.
Yes,
just like in India,
right.
You find,
right.
You know, if you go, you know, in India, you have people of all shades of color. You have people of all shades of color all over the world. So among a lot of the Indian tribes, a lot of them had very straight hair. I mean, that straight black hair, what they call Indian hair. Okay, but their skin was black, okay?
Right.
And there's a lot of that, I mean, all over the place. Black people are all over this planet.
Mm-hmm.
all over the Pacific Islands and everywhere. They have black people. You find black people everywhere.
That's right.
You know, everywhere on the planet. So that's not, you know, that's the way that is. But the white supremacists, wherever they found people of color, they immediately start doing what white supremacists do, and that is conquer, kill, deceive, take, misuse, abuse, the whole nine yards.
Yes.
But there's people of color all over the world, and there's different shades of color all over the world, including in what we call areas of the world that we call Asia. There are people who are just, hey, black, like they, you know, or dark brown, like you would find in Central Africa.
Yes. Daryl and Glenda.
Everywhere.
Yeah, Daryl and Glenda, I'm trying to get to your questions, but we I was told that the phone calls come first. Anyway, let's do this. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That is radio the way it should be heard. Now, my name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host on The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Nellie Fuller. And right now is the time that we designate Mr. Fuller to discuss this fabulous book. This fabulous book that he's going to talk about. Those of you who are on YouTube can see me holding this book up. This is the book that he's going to talk about, and you're going to need this book. Mr. Fuller, go ahead, please.
Well, the book has a long, basic title, The United Independent Compensatory Code System Concept. For years, I mean, I thought about shortening that title and whatnot, even when I wrote the book. But I decided, hey, I'm going to keep that title because I'll explain the title in the book. But then I gave it supplementary titles, hoping that maybe somebody will get an idea of what the book is about, because the United Independent Compensatory Code System concept, if I saw that on a shelf myself, I wouldn't think about buying that book at all. I mean, because the title would be alien to me. So I put other titles on the front of the book. A Compensatory Counter-Racist Code. Now, that might catch a person's eye.
Mm-hmm.
And then down at the bottom, I have a textbook workbook for thought, speech, and or action for victims of racism. And then I have in parentheses, racism being white supremacy. Now, that's explicit. And the revised expanded edition of the book, because that's up from the 1984 edition, which is also on the website, producejustice.com. Some people said they wanted that. But in 2016, I revised and expanded the original 1984 edition. So a lot more material in it that covers the material that's in the 1984 edition, but a lot of additional material there. And you can get the book by going to producejustice.com. And there's also an additional volume, since I couldn't get everything in one volume, called A Compensatory Counter-Racist Codified Word Guide. It's about how to use words, how not to use words, not all words, because the English language consists of a huge number of words. You would need a cart to carry around a comprehensive dictionary. You'd need something on wheels, like I have seen some English language dictionaries on wheels, because the language has a lot of words in it. But I've just picked out a sampling, just a small, very small sampling of words, and put them in a word guide that I think that people, you can get an idea about how to use words, including words that are not even in the book. You start training your mind to start asking about words when people use them.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of the damage that the white supremacists do every day to people is through what they say on paper and what they say verbally. And it causes confusion. So that's an additional volume to the basic volume. But you can get both volumes and even get the original volume by going to producejustice.com. And the book is designed to help the individual person, each and every day, wherever you happen to be. If you're classified as non-white, meaning a victim of white supremacy, and you perceive yourself to be a victim of white supremacy, the book is for you. If you don't perceive yourself to be subject to the system of white supremacy, then the book is not for you. But if you're having problems with racism, the book should be able to help you do something or start you to thinking in a certain way and speaking in a certain way on a day-to-day basis, wherever you happen to be, if you speak the English language.
Okay.
Go to producejustice.com.
All righty, producejustice.com. Daryl, Glenda, and Kevin, I got your Gmails, but we have to do the phone calls first, so I'm told. So hang in there. I'm going to try to get to them. What line am I on? Line number one? Okay. Line number one, you're on with Mr. Fuller. Go ahead, please.
Good morning, Mr. Bobby. Mr. Fuller, is there an echo on your end?
There's no echo here.
I don't hear an echo.
No.
Okay. You can hear me. Okay. It's echo on my end, but I'll continue. Mr. Fuller, your book, and you suggest that we live in a global system of white supremacy where we are prisoners, and we are not men and women in this system. We are children because we depend solely on, our needs are dependent solely on the white supremacy. And I get that concept. My question to you is, if a white person asked me directly, sir, are you a man? Do you consider yourself to be a man? What is the codified response? Is it, should I respond, am I, yes, no, I'm not, I'm a child? Please clarify that for me.
That's exactly what I would say if I was asked that question.
Well,
yes,
well,
what I would say.
If that's the response.
And that's what I have in the textbook, because I say that's the truth. I'm in a childlike state, so therefore I'm a child, you know. In order to be a man, you manage. I'm being managed. I'm a slave. Slavery didn't end. Anytime you're subject to an unjust system, you are, by definition, a slave. And there is one government on the planet for black people, for non-white people, and that is the system of white supremacy, according to what I have written. Now, I haven't found any evidence that contradicts that. None. Even when I went looking for evidence, because I didn't want to believe that for many years. And traveling and listening to people and looking at people and looking at everything going on around me, I said, this is an entire system. And I came to that conclusion. I've seen nothing to contradict that yet. Not one thing that contradicts that. And if anybody can see a contradiction, say, well, I know some black people who are not subject to white supremacy at all. No white person from anywhere can come among these people and tell them what to do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, they ain't got no power over them. They can't destroy them. They just have to deal with them. They do what they want to do. They don't have to answer to anybody white. I have never even heard of no such place, except just recently somebody said there was some island where that was true. But I said, my question was, can the white supremacists kill them if they want to? Can they drop a bomb on them and they don't even know what hit them? And if the answer is yes, then they're subject to the system of white supremacy. That finishes that.
Yes, sir.
That conversation is over in 2 minutes.
The caller indicated if someone, I believe the caller said that if someone asked him, are you a man, is the correct counter-racist codified response, would it be something like this, in the system of racism, white supremacy, I am considered a child?
Yes, and I am a child.
Yeah,
I function as a child.
I'm just talking about the correct response in the system.
In other words, well, if I was just going to give a flat answer in one word, it would be yes. Yes, sir. Okay. Yes, ma'am. Okay, and then we go from there. And I'll explain to them if they want an explanation. honesty. I'm not qualified to be a man. I'm a prisoner of war.
In the system of white supremacy racism.
Well, that's what I would say, you know. First, I would just say yes. Now, if they wanted to know why am I saying that, then I would tell them. But they didn't ask me that. They just asked me, am I a man? And the answer is no. Because I'm not qualified to be a man.
Okay. Okay, right there, right there. You're not qualified to be a man, but is that qualification contingent on in the system of racism, which is white supremacy?
Yes, because okay. I have already assumed that.
You have assumed
that's why
that.
I said I'm not a man.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's impossible
in the system
to be a man and be subject to the system of white supremacy.
Okay, okay.
That's the way you put it.
Yes, sir. Yes. Okay.
Or a woman. Black females are females, but they are not women. I don't care if they get to be governors of states and mayors of cities and all like that, and males too, black males. I mean, I don't care what kind of title they got. They're subject to the system of white supremacy. And anything that they do with those positions, they got to get permission from the white supremacists to do it. They have no power. There's no such thing as a black person with power on this planet. We're all prisoners of war. That's what the system of white supremacy means. There's no place to go where you're not subject to the dictates of white people who believe in white supremacy. That's not saying that all white people are white supremacists, but those who are the smartest and those who are the most powerful are. Otherwise, white supremacy would not exist. The white people who don't believe in white supremacy, if they were the most powerful people on the planet, white supremacy mathematically would not and could not exist.
Hmm.
That's the equation.
Ooh, that's, That is a, okay,
that's
then.
The truth.
Okay.
I mean, you know, but when you break it down, if the white people of this planet called Earth, who don't believe in racism, were more powerful than the white people who do believe in racism, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
Why?
Because the white people who don't believe in white supremacy would have put those white people who do believe in white supremacy in their place.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, they would have the muscle, all right? But they don't have the muscle.
Okay. Would that indicate that justice was being practiced then?
No, because just because you don't have white supremacy doesn't say that you automatically have justice. Because, see, justice just means what? Somebody's being mistreated for whatever reason. And as long as somebody's being mistreated, you don't have justice. There's no such thing as somebody being mistreated and you have a just situation. That's impossible.
But according to your example, if the people who were not, white people who were not racist, had more power than those who were, then what would that be? I mean,
would have people who are black, brown, red, yellow. You would just have people.
Yeah.
Male, female. But that doesn't say that you would have justice automatically, that nobody's being mistreated. See, but as long as you have white supremacy, it's a guarantee that everybody of color is being mistreated.
Okay.
See, but
yeah.
If you get rid of white supremacy, you have to replace it.
Yes, with something. Okay, got to leave it there so we can go to the second hour.
Right.
Okay, we'll pick that back up. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. That is radio the way it should be heard. Thank you for listening to the first hour. Stay tuned for the second hour here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
Thanks for listening to The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio.
The most important question in all racial matters is why. One should always ask it.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You've got the power. The world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com.